The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, we all know this is Memorial Weekend. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. But first, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. Now, Chase, you want to jump on the air with me really quick? What are we going to be doing here? We're going to be live streaming, but we're going to be setting up some cameras so people can see what's going on firsthand.
They're going to see not only you, but... or the pretty little princess. I don't think I've ever said that. It was kind of weird coming out of my mouth.
Kind of stumbled over that a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we're going to get a couple cameras rolling and make it a very high-quality stream that will not only be available for live stream for our Sons and Daughters of Liberty, but also video on demand after the fact. So you can go in and watch the day's show up to a week later.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a cool deal. I'm learning a little bit more as we go, but it's going to be a really cool setup. Already got some tests going on, and it looks great.
Okay, awesome. Well, at least people can get a little bit of the antics that go on around here.
That's right.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, friends, I got some questions for some computer buffs out there, namely Facebook. Interestingly enough, we have hundreds of thousands of friends. I mean, we're growing daily, weekly, monthly, so on and so forth. And it's amazing to me how on my Facebook friends, I'll post something and I'll usually just get a whole mess of hits on my personal Facebook page, which is Bradley Dean on my Facebook, and I'm getting very little response. And now I also noticed on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. It seems to me that Facebook is trying to, or they are, attempting to rule the roost here in the sense of who gets it and who doesn't get it. I mean, if I have the friends, then why is it that, you know, for example, some posts will only get 100 feeds to people or 200 feeds to people, and then others will, you know, I'll get up to 1,500 people at a time, and then I'll get all these responses. Is Facebook, if someone out there can tell us, is Facebook actually controlling all of the outcome concerning the friends that we have? Because I'm noticing something different on Facebook right now. Because if they're controlling what's going on concerning our Facebook, I'm out of here. I'm not going to play the game with these people. And I also want to look at the legalities concerning what's going on here, friends, because I can't see that that would be legal for someone to be controlling your personal information.
Yeah, your freedom
in any
of speech.
Sense or, exactly.
Yeah.
And we also noticed that on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, too, the negative comments come to the top, and that's what's posted for people to see. But if you go to the comments, 3/4 of the comments are positive.
Right.
And so it does sound very obvious
suspicious.
To me and very telling as to what might be going on. If you have any information, please do give us a call. Let us know. But please know what you're talking about so you can help us know what we're talking about concerning Facebook. Do check out those websites, friends. We do have a lot of interaction going on. But again, if Facebook is up to something, I'm not playing that game whatsoever. And I don't have time to look into every little organization and every little problem that we have in this country, friends. Just don't have time to do it. But if you do have information and you do have experience in knowing what's going on with Facebook, do let us go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, you can also give us a call, which is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Chase, back on the air again. What's up with our Twitter account right now?
We are rocking it every day, updating all the time. We have limited the amount of people we're following so that people look at us and they can see who to follow and where to get information from. and we are slowly but surely gaining.
Okay, cool, great. Again, phone lines are open today for the next 2 hours, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're showing you our faith by our works, our deeds by our love, 1 John 3:18. And it was George Washington that said deeds, not words. And it was Jesus that said, my little children, let us not love neither in tongue, neither in word, but by deed and by truth, 1 John 3:18. And to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We always want the heart of God and to be led by the Spirit of God. As the word says, many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, of course, it is Memorial Weekend. First of all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to all you veterans out there, which we say thank you every single day of the year here at the Sons of Liberty, because we live for what you have sacrificed your lives for. So thank you to all you servicemen and women. Thank you to the mothers and fathers of all you servicemen and women, husbands, wives, children, who have lost loved ones in fighting for our country. We sincerely take our hats off to you and salute you and say thank you so much. And I'd like to do some quotes, or actually give you some quotes here, just on our freedom and about, you know, how freedom is birth and the adversity, but to know that we have a job to do and we need to continuously do it. John Adams was the one who said, people and nations are forged in the fires of adversity. Wherever the standard of freedom and independence has been or shall be unfurled, he said, there will be America's heart, her benedictions and her prayers. But she goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She is the well-wisher to the freedom and independence of all. She is the champion and vindicator of her own.
John Adams.
John Adams.
Who would know better than him?
Of course. Samuel Adams, of course, his cousin, said, the liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution are worth defending at all hazards. So no matter what, we defend what we have.
Now, why would they say something like that?
Because they knew what it was like
to establish freedom.
Exactly.
Yes.
They had testimony wrought completely within their hearts. Now, Patrick Henry, in a speech called War is Inevitable, March 1775, said 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty and in such a country as that which we possess are invincibly by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God. Amen. Who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us.
Amen. So and your enemies know that.
Amen.
Friends.
And he trusts in the arm of
providence.
And
if that wasn't the case, they wouldn't be attacking the Christian Foundation, would they?
That's exactly right. And finally, John Adams was the one who said, the people in America have now the best opportunity and the greatest trust in their hands that providence ever committed to so small a number. If they betray their trust, their guilt will merit even greater punishment than other nations have suffered and the indignation of heaven. He said that in 1787. We want to make sure we preserve that freedom. And that posterity, even John Adams said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it.
So again, it's Memorial Weekend. What does freedom cost America? I'm going to show you. Stay tuned to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertycom
radio.com.
1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail, where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country, bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. But friends, I'd asked you the question right before the end of the last segment. What does freedom cost America? You just need to stop and think about it. Let's get a little sober here, okay? The price has been our sons and our daughters, our uncles and our aunts, our grandpas and our grandmas, our cousins, our friends, those that were willing to take a brave stand against tyrants, lawless individuals who didn't want to obey the laws that God had given to keep the peace in the earth. See, you need to keep in mind, friends, at the end of the law of God's moral law is peace. Only there will you find peace. In the natural, when you look at the police officers driving down the street, what do they have on the side of their cars? They're called peace officers. What do? They enforce the laws of the Constitutional Republic in this land against all crime so we can have peace. Now, I want to go back into the 1940s, and I want you to think of Hitler for a minute. Because when he rose to power and committed heinous atrocities against his own countrymen and surrounding nations, armed forces all over the world had to stand up and fight for the freedom of mankind, and the awful price of freedom was beyond anyone's imagination. Over 60 million people died during World War II because of Hitler and his wicked regime, and that was 2.5% of the world's population. Did you know that on D-Day in 1941, there was 150,000 men who left their ships on Utah Beach because they boarded flat-bottom boats made by Andrew Higgins of Louisiana. And severe winds and vicious seas blew those boats as much as 2 miles off of course. And when the troops arrived on the beach, their battle plans were totally obsolete because the military objective that they were trained to take, it wasn't even there. Amphibious tanks were supposed to land first on Omaha Beach, and then our troops go behind those tanks and take the cliffs. The vast majority of those tanks sank in the English Channel, drowning the entirety of their crew before they even fired a shot. They said during World War II, my friends, that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. Most of the air support the invading forces were told would soften the landing areas did more damage to cow pastures than they did to the Germans. In fact, it killed many U.S. troops who had landed the night before. And why is that? Because when the bombers came over, it was overcast, and the bombarders waited just a few seconds too late to drop their bombs on the Germans, trying to be cautious. They landed in cow pastures, and behind the lines, our own paratroopers were killed by friendly fire. They were killed by our own. General Rommel, the Desert Fox, built dams and flooded the fields. The paratroopers landed in 4 to 6 feet of water, drowning many of them. Many drowned because they were weighted down with 200 pounds of weapons to fight behind the lines. The paratroopers who landed were miles off their coast and miles off their target. They were kept from shooting each other because they had the child's toy called the cricket clicker. Some of the paratroopers had their planes explode into balls of fire in the midair. Planes full of America's finest paratroopers died in a blazing inferno because they weren't even privileged to fire a shot yet. They died before they even had the opportunity. Some paratroopers were dropped right on top of German-occupied cities and were machine-gunned to death before they could even hit the ground. I'm talking about our brothers and sisters. Those who came ashore off or on flat-bottom boats were mercilessly machine-gunned together, and when the tank door went down on many of the boats, you can see video of this, machine-gun fire raked those boats and every man was slaughtered before they even got into the water, much less the beach. I'm talking about our brothers and sisters, friends. Had Americans today known the price of their freedom, I think we'd be looking at things a whole different way. One thing we see in the American media every day of the week is people getting killed all the time, and we think light of it. Matter of fact, if you go to a model in which Jesus used, if you look at a child, you can see how he's so sensitive. Even when he cuts his finger, he sees blood and then he freaks out. But look how we've been desensitized, America. If we would go back and look at the price and understand that it was somebody's son, somebody's daddy, somebody's uncle, somebody's grandpa, somebody's aunt, somebody's mommy, we would look at things completely different than the way that we do. Someone had to shed their blood for our freedoms, yet the media continuously hides the price of your freedom in America every day by desensitizing you into thinking that it's no big deal. They don't show you the price of these kids that are dying in Iraq and Afghanistan today, do they, friends? No, as a matter of fact, they even set up laws to protect the American people so they don't have to see the price paid for their freedoms while they continuously inundate you with immorality. Let me bring you back 238 years to understand the signers of our Declaration of Independence when they paid a price for the freedoms that we have now. Five signers were captured by the British as traitors and terrorists. As a matter of fact, King George called your forefathers terrorists, the same thing that this administration is giving way to, calling anybody that disagrees with this administration and their dangerous ideologies, this totalitarianism, in which they represent at every step. That's what they're calling you too, friends. So there's nothing new under the sun. Did you know that 12 had their homes ransacked and burned so we could have our freedoms? 12 of our signers, friends. Two lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army, and another had two sons captured so we could have the freedoms in which we have today. What are you doing with the gift of freedom, friends? 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War so we could have our freedoms. Because we know that freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, just like they did. John Hart, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste, and for more than a year he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and children vanished. And a few weeks later, one of the Declaration signers died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris and Philip Livingston suffered similar fates. Talking about our forefathers, talking about our brothers and sisters, friends, we all need to understand that freedom is not free. I bring this forth on Memorial Weekend. I don't feel that we should lightly esteem the price paid. I think that we should lay it to heart and live Memorial Day every day of the week in this country. And had the American people done that in the 312 million ratio, we would not be dealing with what we're dealing with today. And to the degree that we don't deal with it shows you how thankful the American people are. But to the degree that the American people allow it shows you the lack of gratitude on the behalf of the American people. In World War I, 116,516 Americans bled the battlefields red with their blood to give you, my friends, your constitutional rights. The question I want to ask you is, do you know your constitutional rights? Have you taken the time to read the Constitution of the United States? My grandpa served in this war. In World War II, there was 405,399 Americans which bled the battlefields red with their blood to uphold the Declaration of Independence, the seedbed, friends. I ask you, do you know the Declaration of Independence? Three quarters of that document, my friends, is nothing but the usurpations of a tyrant named King George that they threw off in the name of freedom. My uncle served in World War II. In Korea, 36,574 men and women bled the battlefield red with their blood to ensure that you, your my friends, would uphold the Bill of Rights. The question I have for you is, do you know the Bill of Rights? Have you taken the time to read them? My dad served in this war picking up body parts out of the water. In Vietnam, 58,209 men and women bled the battlefield red with their blood so you would have your liberty. Now, I know that there's going to be some out there that are saying, Bradley, it was an unconstitutional war. That's right. It was. I totally agree. There's a distinction that needs to be made between man's wars and the Lord's wars. Read Hosea 8 when you get a minute. But I want to say this too. The reason that 58,209 men and women fought, bled, and died over in Vietnam was because the American people didn't hold their Congress to the line. Had they have done that, 58,209 men and women wouldn't have died. So if you want to point your finger at the unconstitutionality of a war, take responsibility, because if the American people would have stood up, Congress would have had to stand down and they'd have never sent your kids in the first place. My cousin died in Vietnam. In Iraq and Afghanistan, more than 8,000 men and women, as of December, have died to support their country. If it's illegal, then stand up and deal with Congress, friends, because they are your voice, they are your representation, and our boys and girls shouldn't be dying in the first place if it's unconstitutional. Get Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Give us a call.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, Or get 3 cases for only $5.15 and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back with the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. You got a story you want to tell? You're a veteran. Give us a call. Let everybody hear. And I want to tell you veterans, too. You are the reason that we are here in the natural. And I want to high-five the greatest of veterans, the captain of our salvation, who was crucified, he was buried, and he is risen. And he sits at the right hand of my Father in heaven. And he is the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Folks, talking about the price of freedom, the last one I shared with you was Vietnam. 58,209 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. And in Iraq and Afghanistan, more than 8,000 men and women as of December have died to support their country. Now, what I want to ask you, and this is a great way to gauge yourself, to see if you are, well, a better way of saying it, are you thankful for what you've been given? Are you holding men and women in government responsible for the freedoms that these men and women died for? Because if not, then what did they die for? If not, then what did they die for, friends? It was all worthless. The Bible in Hebrews 9:22 says, "And without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins." If these men did not go to war on the behalf of the American citizens, the people, us, hello, and bleed the battlefield red with their blood, we would not have the freedom and righteousness that we now have. And we still have the freedom to do the right things. Brave men take a stand, go to battle to stop the evils that are let loose, and they bleed and die to put an end to all the evils they went to fight against. The cost was their blood, and this is what is meant by without the shedding of blood is no remission. It was the blood of these men that was the price to end the evils that they stood against. Without it, we would not have that which we have today. Can you imagine during World War II, we have an Adolf Hitler? Can you imagine the conservatives of the day just sitting around talking about what needs to happen and how bad Adolf Hitler is instead of actually dealing with him? Well, that's what we're dealing with today because of lack of gratitude. John Adams, the signer of the Declaration in the second president of the United States, He said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. He goes on, I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. So how do we show our gratitude for their sacrifices? We live for what they died for. Because we understand that our liberties were paid for with the blood of our veterans, we read our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, and we magnify the laws of our Constitution and Republic, Article 4, Section 4. And as Patrick Henry stated, we will guard with jealousy, attention, the public liberty, and suspect everyone who approaches that jewel called freedom. And after seeing the awful price of liberty, friends, we refuse to tolerate the least offense against their sacrifice in every facet of our country. Looking to Jesus Christ in the spiritual, the captain of our salvation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, as we look to him, what did he do? Well, the innocent Lamb of God was taken by wicked hands. That would be us. He was mocked, scourged, and spit upon. He laid down his life, dying upon the cross in our stead, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God. And when we look at the apostles, those that wrote the New Testament, for the most part, friends, 11 of the 12 died. They were martyred. The apostles of Jesus Christ laid down their lives and shed their blood for our freedom in the spiritual sense. Their sacrifice paved the way for multiple millions, perhaps billions, to find redemption and liberation called salvation, as you know it, liberation from bondage, which is only found in Jesus Christ, but at a high cost. John 3:16. Did you know that Matthew suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword at a distant city of Ethiopia? Probably didn't know that. Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets. Probably didn't know that. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in Greece. Probably didn't hear about that. John was put into a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner and was afterwards banished to Patmos. Read the book of Revelations. Probably didn't know that neither. Peter was crucified in Rome with his head downward because he said he was not worthy to be crucified as his Lord. Probably didn't know that. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem. Did you know that, friends? James the Less was thrown from a lofty pinnacle of the temple, stoned and beaten to death with a fuller's club while praying for his persecutors. Probably didn't know that. Bartholomew was cruelly beaten and crucified. Probably didn't know that. Andrew was bound to a cross where he preached to his persecutors until he died. Did you know that? Thomas was run through the body with a spear. I wonder what they were preaching, friends. Jude was crucified at Edessa. Did you know that? Matthias was first stoned, and then he was beheaded, friends. What were they preaching? You think they were preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? Nope. Not what they were preaching, because it's not in the Word of God. Barnabas of the Gentiles, a non-Jew, was stoned to death at Salonica. Did you know that? Paul, after various tortures and persecution, was at length beheaded in Rome by the emperor of Nero. Do you see the awful price paid for what we have, America? Friends, such was the fate of the apostles according to the traditional statements. These men ran to the lost world, just like I am, to let them know and to let you know by the demonstration what the price of redemption really was. They ran to the battlefield, to this evil world, to preach unto you the good news, to those that are dead in sin, the good news of Jesus Christ, who is the great captain of our salvation. Hebrews 5. You see, the veterans and the natural bled the battlefields red with their blood to ratify, to make valid your Constitution. And in the spiritual, the martyrs, those that wrote the Bible, paid with their blood to ratify and make valid the Bible you have sitting at home right now. It was blood bought. It's all blood bought, both in the natural and in the spiritual. I'm humored when people say to me, oh, brother, that sounds a little cultish, really. Well, then let it be cultish. Cult means culture. And you need to understand your culture so you can understand that you are a blood-bought people so you can establish righteousness in that culture. Folks, it's our sins, our lawless deeds that put Christ upon the cross. We are the tyrants who have brought sin into the world, destroying ourselves and others. And what is sin? 1 John 3:4 says, sin is the transgression of God's law, speaking of God's moral law, the Ten Commandments. You see, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Anything that your heart is attached to in the place of God is a violation of this commandment, whether it be money, cars, sports, your family, or your friends. And rightfully so, because God the Father so loved the world that he gave his Son to die a horrible death for our redemption. Because without Christ's sacrifice, we, my friends, are without hope in this world and in the next. And the Lord deserves to reign on the throne of our hearts before any other. And by the way, there is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. There's one mediator. His name is Jesus Christ. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. The second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them. In other words, create a God to suit your sins. Hey, friends, what would you think of a person who, after seeing the sacrifice of his brothers and sisters to uphold the laws of our constitutional republic, he went and fraternized with the enemy of his country and served them instead of obeying the laws of the land? What would you think? Would that be okay with you? Because I know within myself it ain't okay with me. And if you think the God of heaven doesn't mind the sin that put his Son on the cross, you are violating this commandment. And I also want you to understand, friends, either you're going to live for the blood or the blood's going to be there to condemn you. And what you're seeing in the natural in America today is the American people are allowing the blood to be desecrated by this criminal administration in every sense of the word. And what's happening? We're seeing the judgments of God upon this nation. Because if we were right in the spiritual, we wouldn't be wrong in the natural. The third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. This not only means blasphemy with your mouth, but claiming to be a child of God when your actions prove otherwise. There's no worse men or women than those that profess to be Christians when everything is apparent except Christ. So in other words, if you don't practice what you preach, you are guilty of breaking the third commandment. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Sabbath day is a day in which we honor God and bless men. In other words, heart to God, hand to man. The fifth commandment is, honor your father and your mother. That is in the Lord, not outside the Lord. You obey God by honoring your parents. And honor means to be held in high esteem. The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill, because Jesus said in Matthew 5:22, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Even to be angry, friends. See, the law said thou shalt not kill, but grace said, as it magnifies, Jesus said that even if you're angry without a reason, you are guilty of breaking this commandment. The seventh commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, Jesus defines adultery in this way in Matthew 5:28-30. He said, whosoever looketh upon a man or a woman to lust after them hath committed adultery already with her in his heart. And if your right eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the price of freedom, both in the natural and in the spiritual, friends. Right after this break, Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Give us a call at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Back on to the second commandment, the seventh, 1-866-233-0747. Remember this, the law said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus defines adultery this way in Matthew 5:28-30. He said, whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Both ways, guys, girls. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Now, is Jesus saying pluck your eye out? He is showing you the value of your soul, friends. I can ask any, well, rational, reasonable individual, if he had sold me one of his eyes for $1 million, he would say no way. Why would he say that? Because he understands the value of sight. That's why Jesus used the analogy. If you understand the value of your eye, he's showing you the value of your soul by magnifying it through grace. He said, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. In other words, it's time to repent for your sins and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The eighth commandment is, thou shalt not steal, because we need to keep in mind, friends, the value doesn't matter. Whether you steal a paperclip or rob a bank, you're guilty of breaking this commandment in the sight of God. Excuse me. The ninth commandment is this, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not bear false witness. Again, white lies are considered the same as slander, lying, so on and so forth. A lie is a lie, friends. the 10th commandment is thou shall not covet. And covet means to desire something that doesn't belong to you. So we have grievously sinned against the God of heaven and earth, the creator of all things. So therefore, we are completely lost without Jesus Christ and are in need of a Savior, Matthew 1:21, who came into the world to save his people from their sins, not to remain in their sins. See, it says in Romans 5, 6 through 10, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That would be us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. By the way, blood is in the Old and New Testament over 444 times in the King James Version. So therefore, if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. So through the cross, Jesus Christ made a covenant with God to establish righteousness and to redeem us back unto himself through the sacrifice of his son. See, Jesus died that we might live, and that he died for all, that they which should live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Now, I know everybody knows this scripture because this is a true demonstration of love in every sense of the word. The soldiers use the same scripture. Greater loveth no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. And if you look at it as well, friends, we can also go over to John 15, where he said that there's no greater love than a man laid down his life for his brother. If you go over to John 13, he said, by this the world will know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. Do we see a true love one for another? Do we see where there's a willingness? And I'm talking about the mass populations. I'm not talking about the few of those that are really willing to do the stuff. But do we really have an operation in this country any longer, a true spirit of love where we're looking out for the embetterment of others rather than ourselves? Do we have the operation in the spirit of love in our hearts that was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us, Romans 5:5, where we're looking out for the other guy more than we're looking out for ourselves? Because I see just the exact opposite. I see everybody trying to get theirs. I see a dog-eat-dog world. And if that wasn't true, I can tell you this. I can reflect what is being tolerated by the American people, again, by this administration, because it shows a lack of love on the behalf of the American people concerning, in the natural, the soldiers that fought, bled, and died to give them what they've got, and that being freedom. I know I speak of this much, but people need to get this into their heart, that someone had to die to give us what we've got. And those in government don't have the right to desecrate the privilege that they have been given to serve we the people. They don't have a right to break the laws that were magnified through the sacrifice of our men and women in arms. Babe Heffron, who just recently passed away, 101st Airborne. If you ever seen the Band of Brothers, a lot of these guys were our friends. A World War II vet from, again, the 101st Airborne said of a man that took a bullet for him, he said, I eat on it, I sleep on it, I think on it. He goes, nah, I can't get it out of my mind. Friends, look what Christ did for us on Calvary. I can't get it out of my mind. And nor am I going to allow it to leave my mind or escape my mind. When we see Christ Jesus before us crucified for our sins, we don't want to offend him in any way. Did you hear what I said? See, I care more about the presence of God because we walk in the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And we also know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I care more about having his presence than I do the approbation of men that are worldly. Remember, David said that he was a companion of all them that feared the Lord. This is why at times, friends, it's easy, but it's lonely. It's easy because you know what matters more to you than anything else in the whole world, and that is the presence of God, because you see the value of what God gave unto us, that pearl. And what is the pearl that belongs to the church and belongs to America? Remember, God has shed his grace upon us, Christ crucified. And wasn't it interesting that Paul kept the crucifixion of Christ before his eyes always? Christ crucified evidently set before mine eyes. He wouldn't let it out of his eyes, out of his sight. He wouldn't let it out of mind. He wouldn't let it escape his heart. Why? Because he understood that therein lies the life and the light of men. When we see Christ Jesus set before us crucified for our sins, again, we don't want to offend him in any way. You know, I was at Arlington Cemetery while we were just there not too long ago. But the time previous to that, I remember a kid ran on the grass at Arlington Cemetery, and instantaneously people said, "Get off the grass, get off the grass." They wouldn't allow that kid to show disrespect in any sense of the word, unbeknownst to the kid. He didn't know what he was doing was wrong. But I'll tell you what, people did not hesitate to let that young man know what he was doing wrong. And rest assured, that young man now respects Arlington Cemetery and the grounds, that hallowed ground. See, if we love Jesus Christ the same way, we wouldn't tolerate any, even in the smallest offense, anything to offend his memory and his present spirit, which abides now. For he's not on the cross any longer, friends. He's alive forevermore. See, we love righteousness and we hate sin. How is that given unto us? Well, I can't just look at it and say, you know, I hate that. No, I love that. No, that's spirit given, friends. That's Holy Ghost given. Just like, again, when we go to Arlington Cemetery and see the price of freedom, we would never dream of desecrating their memories in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, what we do when we're there oftentimes is we take time to go out onto the ground and look at the boys and the girls, the men and the women that had died to give unto us what we have today, and say to them, though they can't hear us, God can. Lord, am I doing enough? Am I doing enough? Am I standing up? Am I fighting a good fight for the purposes of what they died to give unto us? Are we doing enough? It's shameful, friends, when I have to get on the radio and say, what are you doing? Rather than, are you doing enough for what's been given unto you? Isn't that interesting that I have to ask the listeners to this radio show, are you doing anything for what they died for? Rather than, am I doing enough? I never get phone calls from my listeners, friends, saying, you know what, am I doing enough? Is there more that we can do? You know, shamefully, my wife, our pretty little princess, has to get on the radio at every hour and ask for support because very little support is given to the cause. And I'll tell you why. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the kids. And we have to let the listeners know that the support is minimal here. And yet we get praises constantly through emails, through Facebook. Oh, we love your message. But you know what? It's time for the American people to put their money where their mouth is to keep us out there so we can keep spreading the message. So it's not, hey, am I doing anything for freedom? It's no. What can I do more for freedom? Support our cause, friends, so we can continuously get this message out there on a daily basis, 6 days a week, all across the globe in 53 countries. And through several affiliates in the United States of America. Hour 2 coming up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.